Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is Dreyfus's quote.
I have enormous respect for Steven's talent as a director. I guess I don't have as much.
And by the way, if I do my
Richard so good. Dreyfus, my I haven't Dreyfus heard it in forever.
Goes back
I have
to
not
Jaws.
Heard it.
This was no boating accident.
Any given Sunday, the team you love can actually have a win in the center of the palm of their hand and then go, we are going, we hate our fans
yeah,
so
you got
very,
done dirty.
Very much.
That
we're
that was sad.
Wow, that looks so good. I think I'm going to need a little touch-up, you know, a little May. The it's just so beautiful. And Rob Ford, in his usual style, says,
it's a shame you don't have a skincare specialist in your family.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show for a beautiful Monday morning. Kind of interesting reason why Mr. Spiewak is not in attendance today. Like the house hasn't been sick enough for the last year. He informed Oscar, well, Oscar will tell the story as far as how it went down, that there's a little problem, a little health news. Not about Rob, but, well, you could probably tell it better than I could, Oscar, as far as what happened really.
I'll get to it, and when I tell you how he told me, it's classic vintage Spiewak.
This is funny. This is truly funny. We got a great show today. I am at a crossroads with football fandom. We're going to talk about that later on. I want to do a little tech talk with Oscar today, and I also want to discuss the major theft trend that's happening in Cape Coral. Oscar's got Chinese food news, too. That's why he's holding up a fortune cookie.
Cookies.
Which is interesting. So, lots to unpack on today's Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. That's for sure. But let's start with the health news of the day. Let's just
I don't.
Since I'm
let me
running some things I normally don't. All right, go ahead.
Let me get my vintage Spiewak out. Breaking news whenever it feels like breaking America.
Go ahead.
You know, Rob,
it's funny.
Rob is I don't know if he's a man child or if he is really just confused as a human being. This is prior to his hospitalization, prior to the pandemic. I always was confused of the type of communicator he was for someone who works in communications. And I say that. But I'm not bashing him. I'm just confused because Rob, this coming week was going to be his first week of working from home. And not that you, the listener, or you, America, or O'Merica need to know too much about why Rob wants to work from home. He's working from home, right? And it's the new wave. I said, let's work it out. Working from home is a privilege, as they say in America. So let's get it going. And if you can do it, awesome.
Hey, I was doing it before doing it was cool.
Yes. But you're graded on a different scale. Rob's graded on sheer quality of output. So he knows that.
I know that.
We all know that.
He's a solid C student.
We had to rotate him in from working from home because it wasn't working out. So I'm hoping it works out this time. So
good. So we've been doing some things.
Yeah, I'm talking for TMOS and Podville, everybody. Okay, you're going home. So he takes a full week's victory lap around the office basically telling everybody, including the janitor, that he's going to see him next time, but he doesn't know when because he's going home. And America, you know this. Like, it's Rob, your old buddy Rob. He'd rather be somewhere except for here. And
See, I don't know that because I'm not up there. So yeah, I don't
he
know.
He doesn't like the commute. If I got to hear about the toll road again.
Yeah, he said this to me recently.
This isn't my business.
So yeah. I understand what you're talking about. But as far as like when he's there, I don't know. I guess he likes being at home.
Like most people do.
It's like Jake the Snake. Yeah, he likes being under a paper towel in his terrarium.
A condemnation on working from home. Awesome. If it works, great. If you can do it from home, awesome. No big deal. I've changed my tune on that. Let's do it.
I have been doing it for over a decade and it's worked just fine.
Can we not make it about you anymore? Let me just get to Rob, please.
Why don't you just calm down? I know you're upset.
You said you work from home. We all know that. We're good.
I know you're upset. No, I'm proud of the fact that I perform at a very high level from home.
Okay. So I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying maybe the high level is a bridge too far. Like you perform when you show up is what the take is on that. But that's a different conversation.
Right. I know it's not about me, but I have to defend myself here. When the microphone
opens, you're golden. You're golden. The high level begins. Yes. It just has to open. That's on a regular basis.
Well, and also leading up to that, I believe what I bring to the table.
There's no show without Mike O'Mara. Let me just tell America that.
I didn't say that. Just continue.
Back to this. So I'm like, Rob, you got everything. Everything's good to go. You've tested everything. Gotcha. I don't want to let you down, but I don't want to let me down. Everything's good to go. We've tested today. We've done everything. We're great. I'm like, you got great. So he's doing like the double gun point. See you never. Bye. Wouldn't want to be you. F you. You're cool. I'm out. So he leaves on Friday.
Got it. Right.
And then crickets. Nothing. On Sunday morning, I'm like, well, it's been too quiet. Something always happens when somebody goes home because you got to get a rep in. You got to figure it out. We got to work it out. We're going to do this. And, you know, a peek behind the curtain even further. Rob tried to go home almost 3 weeks ago and it didn't work out. But we tried to rotate him home and it didn't work out. So this was his like big maiden voyage. This is the Pinta, the Santa Maria, and they're all going out. And the third boat, I can't remember because it's early. It's 8 a.m. So.
Got it. I understand.
What is the third one? The Pinta, Santa Maria.
The Nina. The Pinta.
She was the crazy one.
That's the order that I put them in.
But she had an amazing rack. Okay, moving on.
Just to defend Rob, I hate to interrupt to defend him, but I have to,
in true fashion, in full disclosure.
Friday, 3:21 p.m. Would you have about 5 minutes or so on Sunday afternoon just to check and blah, 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 blah? Thank you. He said that 3:21. But you, I expect communications through our one-on-one. Him, I expect it to be the whole class, so that's why I didn't check.
I have to check specifically Rob Spiewak. You think he did that on his own?
Okay.
I said, write him, but he normally puts it on a...
If he puts it on the thread of all of us, I get it. If he puts it one-on-one, I usually don't.
Standing over him like a dad that he never had, sorry, HBS, and said, write Mike, do this.
That's why I didn't know it was 4 p.m. yesterday. Gotcha.
So, and this really has nothing to do with the technology. It just has to do with show preparation. So at 8 a.m. around then, you write and ask. We set up. I call. I write a full text to Mac and Rob. I said, let me make sure this is done. Work that out. This is all during the day, Sunday. I'm no hero. I'm at work anyways. No big deal. And then I get on. Well, first, this is funny. I'm here at 4 because I've been here all day, and he's like, not on at 4 o'clock. I'm like, hello, like, where are you? He's like, my phone crashed, and I'm like, what does that have to do with being on the computer? So there's all these like hubbala hubbala hubbala. I said, Rob, I just want to do this correctly. The Giants are about to. You should know that in the background of all of this, the Giants Jets are playing. So we're waiting for Mike to be done with his football game, so we can then test.
Which ended up being
correct.
It worked out.
So I'm like, Mike's going to be on in any second. They're about to kick a field goal, and he's going to be in a good mood because they're going to win. I jinxed it. and where are you? And he's like, my phone shut down. And I said, what does that have to do with your computer? So there's already excuses. And then so
there's stuff going on. It's not seamless. Well, it's not smooth. Just,
I said, how can you be late? You're at home. Like, there's no, you literally live in your basement. You can just turn on your computer and say hello. So I'm already in dad mode or big brother mode. So I'm grumpy and I get on, and then it's just a cluster F of just analog boards. Rob said he got a new board. I looked at the board. It looked like it was 12 years old. And I said, can you not be vintage for once in your life? This world is digital, for God's sakes.
So that's, now you're getting a little into the weeds.
Yeah, no, but no,
that means,
look, America, I have an iPad that controls five different boards at one time.
So do I.
This man shows me the board he's using, and it's the board from, radio days. It's like something that he found on eBay, or I don't know where he found it. It looks cool, but you know what? Looks cool doesn't work anymore. So we're like, hey, we're getting an echo back to us from you. And this is before you get on.
That's what we had
before previously. We get on. And I realize at this point, Rob has been lying to America when he said he knows how to run a board. Because every time we asked him to change something, I said, it sounds like you're just like guessing and telling us what you're turning on, what analog dial you're turning. And he's like, well, I don't really know this board. I said, well, that's not going to help us, Mr. Spiewak. I love you, but good looking. We've got overtime, and the Giants and Jets are going to overtime. So Mike's going to be on here in a good mood or a bad mood. Who knows? But we've got another 30 minutes if we're lucky.
It's a story unto itself.
So then Rob Ford comes around, blah, 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 blah. And so we get all of that is done. It doesn't work out. Not getting nerdy about the tech. We're fine. Should have a digital board, Rob. Just, I hope you're listening. But it's okay. It's only 2023. We wrap everything. Yes.
Can I ask one question just for my own edification? And this is what you don't want me to do. Is that what you were referring to when you said the interface?
No, a different piece of equipment. Oh, because he has such an old board, he needs the interface. That's why.
Right. It's fine.
Remember,
this is interesting because this is getting
the board
to the main
we had
point.
In 2009 when we started this business.
Yeah.
That's the type of board he has.
It's dated. We were laughed at 8-9 years ago. Almost a decade ago, we were laughed at the Consumer Electronics Show on the floor in Las Vegas when we were broadcasting from that floor.
And we had a transistor radio then as well. So we
all this is said, by the way, people.
With love.
With love.
So, okay. A little frustrated. I said, okay, we're not going to do this. Take a powder tomorrow. We'll work it out. Let's figure it out. I don't want to. Like, we're already working on some other stuff. You had Rob Ford in here, had everybody in here trying to help him out. And they're like, you got to get another piece of equipment. Fine. So Rob Spiewak calls me because I'm already in a different meeting in the building. And he's like, can you please call me? And I'm like, yeah, like I'm not going to even be mean to Rob or Matt. I'm like, dude, I want this to work out for you.
It is what it is.
Not even upset. I was like, hey, man, like, it's okay. It's not a big deal. I'll do the show with Mike tomorrow. We'll work it out tomorrow after the show.
Yeah. At a certain point, we were checking in with each other. And at a certain point, I don't want to go into this right now, but the funniest moment was when the Giants finally manufacture one of the most catastrophic collapses in their history, which you don't think that team has a lot of catastrophic losses. They manufacture on yesterday for the ages. My son, they make my son
don't
cry.
Don't read ahead. Please don't read ahead. The phone rings. We're good.
All right. Go ahead.
So I talked to Rob. I'm like, Rob, I'm sorry. I don't have time for this, but I get it. We'll deal with it tomorrow. And I'm not mad. No one's mad. Like, we're good. We'll figure this out. He goes, I said, do me a favor, just come in tomorrow and pick up the pieces of equipment that you need to get this done. Like, you don't have to buy it. We're good. Just come into the office and we'll get it done. And he's like, well, I wanted to tell you earlier, but I should probably tell you now that Carrie, my wife, has COVID.
Let that just land for a second, because you were told this when?
Last night.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
Last night.
Yeah.
At the end of the, after working on all this stuff.
And then I said, oh my God, like, is she okay? He goes, yeah, she's okay. And I'm testing negative. I said, okay, like, did this just happen? Like, I'm so sorry. Then you switch gears into like the Shocker America loving Oscar, where you're like, hey, like, what's going on? He's like, yeah, like, I found out like 2 days ago. And like, I just didn't want to say anything because, or whatever it was. And I was like,
because when you have a major contagious disease that you may have and be passing on to others that can, in some cases, you know, rare, fortunately now, but in some cases prove fatal, what you want to make sure is that when you've known it for a couple of days, you come into work and you don't share that with anybody.
Well.
Because why in the f*** would you ever do that?
I said, okay, why? I was like, not for nothing. You don't owe me anything, but you're a key member of our team and you're our friend. Like, that's something I would hope that with even our protocol at work, you just let your manager know.
From what I know about that problem of COVID, there was a big issue with it about a year or so ago. And they're saying now that there's a little silent COVID. This is the fourth time in the last 2 weeks that I have been made aware of it, that somebody I know has it. And what I remember from the days, oh, that's right, it was a pandemic. Yes. What I remember from those days is that you really don't know how long it might be incubating, and how long if you had it.
And I sit in a room with him, so just that's great.
you don't sit in a room with him. You
next
sit
to him.
Next to him.
And he's
right.
And we're
I watched
breathing.
60 Minutes last night about the air filtration system at Amazon. Okay. You
right
sit next to him as
correct.
He is. Yeah. Go ahead.
And I have an elderly mom that just went through COVID. We all have these. And do I think he's going to be okay? Yeah, he's going to be okay. He's vaccinated.
Yeah, he tested negative. That's a good thing.
I actually sent a little text to everybody because I got my vaccination on Saturday. And I sent a text to everybody on Saturday and said, hey, if you haven't had your vaccine, this is the team, including Pony, by the way, and Mac, hey, get vaccinated.
I'd like to send a message out to my exclusive doctor who was explaining to me how expensive the refrigeration system is to keep those vaccines in his office. So that would be the reason why. When I got my physical, I couldn't get a vaccination, and I will go to
CVS,
the Walgreens today.
Super easy. Done. So
I'm gonna do it today. Or tomorrow. Well,
it's your life, Mike. It's your life.
You know. That little white ball's not going to hit itself.
Poor Michael. If he just would have gone and got a vaccine. I missed you, Pop.
You know, have you had it?
Yeah, I've had it. Remember last year?
Has Rob had it?
Rob has.
Yeah, Rob had
Spiewak?
It. Right?
I don't remember. I don't think
didn't
Rob
have it for
we
a
didn't
while?
Want him to get it because we thought he'd
he might have had it. Yeah, might have had it. I'm not sure. I've never had it.
Jinx. Done. Call it America. This is the last couple months of the Mike O'Mara show. And you have heard it here, and this will go viral. The show will continue. We'll get little Michael out of school, homeschool him, and then he'll start. Okay, so what I wanted to clarify here is, like, Rob, I love you. We love Carrie. There's so much more going on here than you just inconveniencing us, because he goes, I didn't want to inconvenience anybody or worry anybody. I said,
oh, God.
I said,
why does he think that?
Dude, you're like family. And then I said, there's like a long list of things that happen when someone lets us know they have COVID outside of just your life and your world. And that includes a contingency plan for not just TMOS, but Podville. That includes there's like three different plans that go on behind the scenes that not everybody needs to know of, like, okay, if this becomes something that other people are sick or I'm sick, like, how do we make sure that we have the infrastructure in place? Do you have everything you need for home? Is it in case, God forbid, Carrie gets really sick, like, we have to prepare for you to miss shows, to take care of, and even miss work at work, your remote work. Like, there's a lot that goes into this, but more importantly, are you okay? That's paramount. And I just didn't think about it. And I'm like, all right. So then I say, hey, all right, well, we're good. And then I get off the phone and I talk to Rob Ford, because he is my right-hand man here. And I'm like, Ford, I was like, He goes, is he going to be able to get that, you know, that piece of equipment? And I said, well, no, he's going to have to get it off Amazon because apparently he's got COVID or his wife does. And, you know, I don't know what's going on.
Can I inject a little levity into this just briefly? Because I was going to
I have a funny take in just a second.
Rob Ford, the other day when we were setting up, doing some work in here that has enhanced the broadcast. And I said, wow, that looks so good. I think I'm going to need a little touch up, you know, a little may it's just so beautiful. It's so wonderful the way everything's working. And Rob Ford in his usual style says,
it's a shame you don't have a skincare specialist in your family.
That's his
so
sense of humor that
true.
Made me laugh.
So
out
true.
Loud. Thank you.
Deadpan.
Rob.
And he's right. So I said, so then I call. So basically Rob Ford gives me a solution. I call Rob with the solution. Super simple. I'm not going to get into it. And he goes, oh, yeah, I'll take care of that right away. That is at roughly 6 p.m. America.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know this continued. Yes. I had no idea this continued for you.
So at 8:30 p.m., I'm looking at my phone. Got a full house here. Everybody's watching the games. We're about to do a broadcast. And because I love and care about how you feel and how's everything going, were you able to pick up, you know, X, Y, and Z so he can do the show, possibly today? And he says,
I had no idea.
And he said, like, blah, 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 blah. And it texts back. 2.5 hours later, he texts me back. After I prompt him, I said,
Not on his own.
Because I'm not even asking. I'm like, hey, like, what's the update here? So he gives me the answer, and I'm like, what? Like, when I said, you're off, like, you're off, like, tomorrow, just relax, like, did he just shut everything down and then, like, leave and go watch Turner Classic Movies?
Well, I didn't even know that. When I talked to you last, that's the way it was understood. Yeah, you and I were coming in and doing this today. So nothing changed for me.
I would have called him and said, hey, like, but I just didn't want. So the text, the follow-up was more like, is everything okay? Were you able to get what we figured out you could get? And he gave me the answer of why you can't or whatever happened. But it would have been nice for the follow-up. And when I tell you, America, that I'm not making this up, that sometimes I think he just doesn't want to do the show, it's this type of stuff. Because I think any broadcaster, when they miss the show, and this is not an indictment on him. This is who he is. And you got to love him for it. Like, he gives zero Fs about anything. And that's including his health or the show, which I'm fine about. And I've made peace with. But I got to tell you.
Gives zero Fs. That is the classic Oscar Santana description, which makes
And I looked at my phone, and Rob's like, what's wrong? Because Rob can see my face like become just like frustrated. And I said, I just want him to understand that he is wanted. And we want him on the show. And
I think he should get it from what we say to him.
And it's
all the
like, I don't know what it's gonna take for him to know we love him. And not writing back for 2.5 hours from a text that we're trying to help him with screams, no, thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm fine.
I mean, I wouldn't interpret it.
And I'm fine with it. And I let it go and I didn't call him. I was like, well, I'm just going to eat this Chinese food. And eat my emotions because I love the guy. So this is what I ask. One, Carrie, I want you to be okay, because if you go or something happens to you, then I don't know what's going to happen to Rob. Like, he'll fall apart.
That'll paramount. It'll be shown on hoarders.
And then two, Rob, I hope you're okay as well. And it's fine. You don't want to talk to us. You don't want to communicate. That works for TMOS because you're on a lifetime contract. Doesn't work for Podville. You better talk to your manager.
Let me ask a question here. So here's the question I have for you. With the equipment necessary for him to do what he needs to do, is there any sign that might be accomplished
today? Well, this is what's great,
that he can
Mike,
join us
is
tomorrow.
That I was so frustrated with Spiewak that I had come up with a solution for him to be on the show today, which is just use the Telos and all the other equipment he currently has. But I was so frustrated with the experience we had yesterday that I didn't even let him know about it. Because who knows?
So it's a cooling
off.
Who
knows if he would have found the text in time to do the show? But he has everything. We could have pulled him in through another way. Like, we have backups.
And you touched, so before the show, I said, did you hear from the sick house? And you said, no, I did not. And then Mac informed
he
us
did. That he did. He got a bunch of pictures. Yeah. Mac's at home, by the way, okay, as well.
That's good. That's a good thing. That's a good. That's good. But the answer for the listeners would be, as far as the trifecta being reunited tomorrow.
Holy Trinity.
See, right?
Or Holy Spirit, activate. Holy Trinity, activate.
You'll be here.
I'm here, America. And then I'm going to get a bunch of hate mail. Why Rob wasn't on the show today? Why didn't I help him more? Why didn't
I do this? Well, no, I mean, we're making
I'm getting ahead of it now. I'm explaining to you guys. He doesn't want to be here.
That's it's not what's been told to me. I hold out hope, but we will see what happens.
If the hot
but it's
chick
really, I can certainly
continues
understand
to bail
how,
on me,
you know,
and I continue showing up with roses and candy.
You show up for the date,
and she's like, "I'm sorry, like I was just getting down by the captain of the football team," and I'm, you know. I'm in the Future
Bruce.
Explorers Club.
Like, I understand.
I'm looking for geocache, and I'm just not hot enough for her. Like, I'm a dork.
It's frustrating. Yeah. And, you know,
I don't have a tight ass that you can bounce a quarter off of. I'm not into Elvis. What am I supposed to do?
It is great that he contributed some pictures to the show today, so he's still with us in that regard.
That's our bar. That's the high line of like just Google send
pictures.
Know
what to do.
He says this.
You know, I have,
yesterday in the middle of the bomb
this after,
show.
After
no, this
the,
is this is the middle. Okay. Of the, I just I didn't answer
in the middle of it.
This is around 5 o'clock. He's like, if you want, I can call into the show. And I said, so you can tell everybody. Look at me again. Like, can you just be healthy for a good 4 weeks for once in your life?
He is. It's just, this is a dangerous thing that we don't do, that you take certainly seriously.
Yeah, I mean, we can get through it.
We have taken it seriously forever. We understand how that works. I get frustrated when I see the morning show rehash the COVID epidemic. I get frustrated when I see old news stories that or current news stories that flash back to that time when people had masks on. I hate it. I hate it.
It is.
Do you feel the same way?
As the kids say,
I go back and look at that video, and I'm like, it triggers me like you would not believe. I remember that time. I remember how
we lived like
it
mole
was
people.
For my son going into school, and the parents, because of the state of Florida, were able to vote on whether they could send their kids to school with or without masks. And more than half of my son's school had no mask. I remember. So it does trigger me.
Yeah, but look.
Triggers me in a real odd
we're,
way.
We're, you know? I'm, you know, I don't want to be dramatic here, but I'm past people dying.
Right.
I just want to know what's going on because people are vaccinated.
I will get to the,
except for
Mike O'Mara. Drugstore post-haste. I have to share when you, in the middle of all this, when we were communicating about, and by the way, when you told me we're having problems, a week prior, we had tried the same thing and nothing had changed.
You got
nothing from my end, nothing had changed. So here we are again, trying to do the same thing.
By the way,
and it's identical.
It's for him.
It's
not
for him.
For us.
Yeah, it's for him. Yeah.
No, it's for him.
But so I said, I think when you
like,
reached
I just,
out,
I picture
right about
him,
four, right
can
a little
I just say
after
this,
four
right
o'clock.
Now, I picture him. Yeah. Carrie's gone. Well, Carrie's not out of work. Carrie's upstairs. He's downstairs. He's getting the big bowl of Jif, the big jar of Jif peanut butter. And he's like spreading it all over his legs. And then Linus is just going to town.
Okay. All right. Now you just behave
because he's enough. Not thinking about the show. He's like, Linus, we finally have our time together.
It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine. Everything's gonna be fine. It wasn't yesterday because about 4:15, Oscar touches base. Said, "Hey, don't worry.
We're working on this.
We're having some problems. We're working on it. It wasn't
yeah,
locked.
And I wasn't mad.
We're going south."
You know,
no, you weren't. It was fine. And the plan all along was after, you know, after 4 p.m., after the game, my Giants, beautiful, Jets. Horrible, disgusting football team, we would do that. So I'm not going to recap. You know,
yeah, that it was terrible. The Commanders looked great. The Giants three quarters collapsed. They collapsed.
And the Jets came back, and a 30-yard, 29-yard field goal was missed by one of the best field goal kickers in the bit. They just manufactured a heart-crushing loss. Right now, when and I can speak to people who have rooted for horrible franchises before. What a really, really horrible franchise does to their fan base, they don't just lose. If it was just losing, you can accept that. It actually relaxes you. What they do is they find creative ways to break your heart when they lose. And this was one of the all, and that's the only thing you want to avoid after you accept that they suck. And the Giants managed to just craft one because they suck in such totality in every aspect. They really, really do. So, oh, the defense played well. Well, it's always one group plays a little better than the rest of the suck world. So once the field goal, Oscar's taking a peek at it because he does his show for ESPN where aware of all this.
Seven TVs and every single game's going.
I look over at my 10-year-old son, who is, in my opinion, a tough kid, believe it or not. He is a tough kid. He's resilient. He hits harder than a lot of people when he's playing his own football game, and he's tough. He can handle stuff. Look at his mom.
Killing it.
Look at his dad. He can do it. And I look over. He's got his head in the crotch of his elbow, and he's lightly crying after this. And I am ripped up.
Not hammered.
I really was ripped
not
up.
Ripped,
I was
not ripped from alcohol. You're ripped. You're gutted emotionally.
Alcohol did not touch my lips. I am
he was
so
sober yesterday.
I angry at this because that, and at this point, the phone rings. And Oscar is expecting it's just going to be me. And so I get that Oscar calls me laughing on the other on the other end. And I, like, normally that would be a, I can't believe it, blah, blah, blah. I've got a 10. And you get from me, all right, I'll call you right back. My son is crying.
This is what I heard, America. Okay. Mike, you remember it the way you want to remember it. Mike. He actually sounds panicked, like something's happened. And I'm like, oh my God, like what? I was was there an accident? And so, and this is the old, and you've heard Mike, like if something happens on the air, like something's wrong, he'll like, all right, stop tape and he'll go. He's like, yeah, look, I gotta go. My kid's falling apart. Click. And I was like, oh my God.
I thought he was crying.
Like, falling apart. What's happening?
He was very upset, like kids get. That,
but you
I was so angry for him.
But your anger was panic. And I'm like, I thought you had to like console kids, not just like create a bigger problem by panicking around them.
No, I said, come on over here. That's all that was. I said, come on over. That's I wanted to console him. I had seen as your phone was as the phone from you was ringing.
You
I
seemed annoyed that you had a child at that point.
Gently, gently it really, I was
it
annoyed.
It seemed like you were
I was
so annoyed
like, at
why
one
am I
thing.
Dealing with this?
I was annoyed at Big Blue. And we say it in life, and we certainly say it on the gridiron. You don't play not to lose. You play to win, Brian Daboll, with your stupid fat ass hoodie during that whole game. You look like a ridiculous yard gnome, is what you look like. So he was resilient. We went, you know, believe it or not, you know what we
I'll
did?
I'll tell you what you did
game?
Because you told me. You're okay. Like, oh my God, I don't want to deal with emotions. How do I buy my way out of this? You went retail therapy. Oh God! You want to go buy? You, what treat did you get him? Let's get out of here and let's go do something fun. Let's spend daddy's money. Mike just. Oh, you can hear me. All right, good. You said let's spend daddy's money. If we spend some money, we can forget about this. What are we gonna do? And because I called Mike back, he's like, "I'm on my way to Dick's Sporting Goods." I'm like, oh.
That was the plan, believe it or not. That was the plan before the game.
What did you got? Plan. How did you lift his spirits?
Before the game, he wanted to kick field goals. Isn't that odd that that's what he wanted to do? This is before the Giants field goal kicker, one of the greatest in the history of the team, had gacked it twice during a game that would have ensured the victory for the Giants. So he wanted to do that, and that's why we were running out to get a tee, one of those automatic things where you can set the ball up, because Daddy's not going to be in that crouched position for the entire afternoon. That's not going to happen. And knocked him through. Like about 20, 25 yarders. He made about seven of them yesterday in about an hour's time. He was practicing, learning.
Do you know
it, and
why
it was fun for
so
him.
Prevalent and popular, I think? Because Pat McAfee is going around to every college campus on Saturdays, and he's pulling like people out of the crowd because he was a former kicker, and he's paying them $30,000 to $60,000 if they can kick a 35-yard field goal. Yes.
Really?
And he's like breaking off his own money, his own checks to these people.
He's got it. Well, he's got a ton of money. He's certainly got enough money where he could change that, at least put a different color.
Did you ever see Howard Stern running around giving away his money?
No.
This man's Robin Hood. He's Robin Hood.
It's a good.
He's paying his friends for coming on his show, and then he's also paying his audience.
And he's got a very popular show. And I will tell you, though, with the resiliency of a 10-year-old, he was over it within 15 minutes.
He probably was like, I don't want to upset Daddy anymore. We can't cry in this household.
It was. Don't cry or the beatings will
Where was
here.
Carla? No, does she hug him?
Does she hug him? What's that? Carla like hibernates during games now. She doesn't want to be a part of it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we have the round table, and then later in the show, we're going to talk about the very sad situation out in L.A. with Matthew Perry. I read his book about a year ago, and it was, I don't know, nothing's come down the pipe, but if you saw him and you listened to him, certainly you would think there might be concerns there, but we'll talk about that and a lot more. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Hey, this podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines. Naked Wines is a subscription service that connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get wine as often as you like for a fraction of the price you would pay in stores, up to 60% off. And the best part? Every bottle is a passion project from independent winemakers. So you are literally making an independent winemaker's dream come true, which is nice. So head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website. Then enter TMOS for both the code and password to get six bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a $100 discount and less than $7 per bottle. NakedWines.com/TMOS and use the code and password TMOS to grab six bottles for just $39.99. NakedWines.com/TMOS, code and password for $100 off your first six bottles. Oh, there it is. Yes. Oh, it's loud. Let
there
the Kraken come out, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody.
Today.
We begin today with Taylor Swift. She's been having such a bad year, Oscar. It's been so sad for her. Maybe this will cheer her up. She's now a billionaire.
Oh, I thought she was already a billionaire. This is shocking.
According to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, Taylor's net worth is now $1.1 billion, thanks in large part to her record-breaking Eras tour, which isn't even over yet. She kicks off International Leg. The International Leg will kick off a week from Thursday in Argentina.
Love it.
That explains why she wasn't at her boyfriend's sports ball game yesterday.
Well, they lost anyway.
And perhaps why the Chiefs that was lost sad. To the Broncos. The Broncos are an enigma.
Well, they're terrible. Yeah, they win against the game, the one team they shouldn't have won against.
Didn't they win another game that they weren't supposed to win? And then they lost to 70-0 to the Dolphins.
It was so strange to watch the game. I was like, what is happening here? Mm-hmm. And then Russell Wilson, who hasn't been Russell Wilson for 3 years, then became Russell Wilson. Who knows?
It's cool. Yes. Any given Sunday. And any given Sunday, the team you love can actually have a win in the center, right here, in the center of the palm of their hand, and then go, we hate our fans so very much
that we're going to. That was sod. Funny for me, but sod for you.
Funny for you. I got a crying kid. I answer the phone and you go, that laugh of yours.
I got to deal with the kid.
Some independent theaters got in trouble for having an intermission break for screenings of Killers of the Flower Moon, which is 3 hours and 26 minutes long. Studio representatives contacted one of the theaters that did it, and they said they violated their licensing agreement.
You know, who has the effing
time? That's kind of weird. I just think of a studio executive calling the theater and saying that. Isn't the theater kind of thinking out of the box and maybe making the experience a little more pleasant with your overdrawn ego project, Martin
Scorsese? For the same reasons that, certain movies can just be shown in IMAX. And if they're not shown in IMAX for the first, who cares? Movie theaters are dying. You should be lucky that they're showing them.
It's an old experience. They did it in movies like Lawrence of Arabia had an intermission. An anonymous theater employee said they did an 8-minute break and it was a hit. Here's the quote. "We were going to keep doing it going forward with longer movies, but now it doesn't seem like an option. There's some overzealous studio executive out there." It begs the question, with movies getting longer and longer, should they have intermission breaks? I think it's a great idea. Don't you think it's a great idea?
Being in a theater in Silver Spring, probably isn't there anymore. Where the City Place is now, but before they even built that, and my father took me to go see Caligula, and we took an admission. I remember I had to walk out for a little bit.
Hold on. How old were you?
I was like 10, maybe 9.
No.
Yeah, it covered my eyes during the naughty scenes.
The whole movie is not. It's basically porn. Messing around, I'm like, oh, thank you. All right. I thought he meant, well.
He is from another land. Things are done differently.
I didn't want to paint with that broad brush. I was at a horror movie one time. I don't go to many horror movies in the theater, and I see four-year-olds in there going, where you're seeing people, get disemboweled.
I definitely went to go see Creepshow, and that's the first pair of boobies I've ever seen in my life. And I was at my cousin Adrian's, 8th birthday party, and it was all these little kids watching Creepshow.
This dates me so much, but I did it on my own, where we went, I don't know how it worked out, but it was I think the Showcase Cinemas that were a whole big strip mall of movie theaters, and I got into the theater, nobody was taking tickets, and right next to me was Serpico, rated R, and I was like 13. And I went into Serpico, and I remember when he's in the bathtub with his girlfriend, and there are her boobs, and I'm going,
you actually were at an age where you understood what was going on. I just was like, oh no, the blob monster's getting the lady that forgot her shirt, I didn't know any better.
You're little. That's cool. Very, very fun. I like that. Speaking of movies, we're going to, I don't know if you've been watching and following Richard Dreyfuss in the last year or so, but Richard Dreyfuss is pissed off, all the time. He's a very angry dude. All the time he's angry.
Known curmudgeon.
Is a funny story. Curmudgeon. And our buddy up in New York, Paulie Christine, is obsessed with this Broadway show. This is what this story's about. Stories about Richard Dreyfuss and Robert Shaw not getting along on the set of Jaws are legendary. It's basically an accepted part of movie lore that Shaw hated Dreyfuss as much in real life as Quint hated Hooper in the movie, and that he basically treated him the same way. There is even a play, Paulie's favorite play. I got to ask him. Paulie, text me or send me a message. I really like to know if they make Richard Dreyfuss out to be an ass in this. There's a play on Broadway right now called The Shark is Broken. Hasn't Paulie Christine seen that maybe 75 times?
Yes.
It's insane how many times he's gone. And it's about the interplay between Shaw, Dreyfuss, and Roy Scheider during the making of the film. It was co-written by Shaw's son, Ian, who also plays his father. Well, Dreyfuss saw the show, and he didn't like it. He says there was not a feud between them, and the play just makes him look like a big jerk. Richard says one of the people responsible for perpetuating the feud rumor is Steven Spielberg. This is Dreyfuss's quote.
I have enormous respect for Steven's talent as a director. I guess I don't have as much.
And by the way, if I do my
Richard so good. Dreyfuss, my hey, Richard I haven't Dreyfuss heard it in forever.
Goes back
I have
to Jaws.
Not heard it.
I have enormous respect for Steven's talent as a director. I guess I don't have as much for his talent as a friend.
That's my it's the debut it's of really my Richard good. Dreyfuss, you know.
This was no boating accident. That's the way I'm going to speak. Dial 911. Steven, you are portraying me in an unfavorable light.
Thank you. I didn't realize I did a Richard Dreyfuss until right now.
I thought that was like in your holster, and I didn't realize you did it in real time.
No.
It's really good.
No, I had no idea.
Is Richard Dreyfuss also the lead in Mr. Holland's Opus?
Yes.
Oh, man, yes. That I was of a very impressionable age, and I remember watching that with my family, and it moved me.
It's a very sad day. This is don't bother me, deaf son. John Lennon has just been shot.
Thank you. You know what? Boy, you know what? That's the neat thing about what I do. Sometimes I get them and I didn't know they had them. That's the way they've all, a lot of them so have been good. Born that way.
This was no boating. The said squalus.
I'm going to work on that. Richard Dreyfuss. What's that? 40 years it. After he was relevant, I come up with the, you know.
I'm not going to see that. You were getting, and then the whole town is going to be ready for a hot lunch.
sometimes I'm that narcissistic. I please myself. There is an article making now I can't get out of doing it.
There is an article making the rounds that claims you should be washing your hair with beer. The said squalus.
No, I'm sorry. The claim is that the malt, hops, and iron in it can make your hair softer, shinier, and healthier overall. But does it really work? The site Healthline.com says there's no scientific evidence to back it up, but
a writer for Thrillist.
I'm sorry. I have to say it like we're just, what's wrong with me? Now it's in my brain. I can't get it out of my brain.
I love it.
Oh, my God. Somebody tried it, and they said it did make a difference. Some experts said it might end up damaging your hair instead because the alcohol could strip away your natural oils. I don't buy that for a second. For that reason, some people say non-alcoholic beer works best. Oh, shut up, Alton. If you do want to try it, here's what people suggest. Open a beer. Let it go flat. You don't want the carbon dioxide in the bubbles. It creates
hard water.
Which isn't good for your hair. Massage it into your scalp and leave it for a few minutes. No one agrees how long.
Anywhere from 3 to 15 minutes.
Then rinse it out. You just never know what's in there. One stylist had a different approach. They said just fill a spray bottle with flat beer, spritz your hair with it, and don't wash it out. By the way, I'm at the age now. Where I might get a message this sometime today or tonight that'll say, yes, Mike, you did that in 1989. You did
it's
that
new
impression
me,
in
Mike.
1989.
It's new to me, Mike.
It's new to me. It's new to me, too. That's what getting old means. They claim it's better to leave in as a conditioner. The downside, you'll smell like a
what?
Frat party.
There I'm on Richard Dreyfuss's IMDb. Do you know the movie? This is new to me because I wasn't even born.
I was a huge fan early in his career.
Girl?
I loved it.
Do you know what that was?
The Goodbye Girl with actress, oh my God, married to Neil Simon. What was her name? Hold on. I think I can figure it out. Let me just look. My memory bank. Marcia Mason.
Bingo.
Marcia Mason. I have a love interest in her. The said squalus.
Stakeout. I remember Stakeout.
Another Stakeout. Hello. And so the director approaches me and said, Richard, this is Emilio Estevez. I said, hello, Emilio. I'm difficult to work with. And someday I will turn into a right-wing pundit. That'll show them.
Finally, today in Wales. Hello, in Wales. A thrift store is asking supporters to stop donating their used and unused sex toys.
Oh, no.
The store issued a statement asking donors to be careful of what they bring in. Really? A thrift store? Here's what they said, quote, and it's Wales. So, could those of you kindly donate, please be mindful that we are a children's charity, and as such, we have a range of ages on our wonderful volunteer team. We therefore ask that you refrain from donating your used and unused marital aids. We would like to remind you that the branch has closed-circuit television cameras so that these items can be traced back to the owners. Thank you. Oh, it goes on. We're always hugely appreciative of donations from the community, but it's fair to say that these items aren't quite the sorts of toys we're looking for. The representative said the store is particularly in need of donations of clothing and
children's toys. That's what they need, not dildos. Children's toys.
Mr. Dreyfuss. Yes.
Hello, Oscar. It's great to see you
again.
What
was your experience like, and were there any toys on the set of Piranha 3D?
Was I in Piranha 3D?
Yes, you were, sir.
I thought you'd reference What About Bob when I worked with the very difficult Bill Murray. You see, he wings it. He wings it far more often than he should. I, on the other hand, respect the writers, and I pay attention to the script. We have to take a break, because that's what we do, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, sirree. Where's that little Kittner boy?
We'll take a break, and we will come back and, you know, talk about some Hollywood stuff again. Very, very bummed out about that. Oh, before that, Oscar's going to bring in Show and Tell. We're going to do that when we come back. Let's talk about Chime. Credit scores might not seem like a big deal, but low or no credit can jam your financial dreams up. That's where Chime sweeps in with its secured Credit Builder Visa credit card. Millions trust it to power up their credit scores. Chime safely boosts your score with everyday purchases and prompt payments. No annual fees, no credit check to begin. Plus, no minimum balance or overdraft fees. Level up your credit game with Chime. Seize your financial future. Start building up your credit right now. Open a Chime checking account with at least a $200 qualifying direct deposit and get started. Get started at Chime.com/TMOS. That's Chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank N.A., member FDIC, Chime checking account, and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. On-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Late payment may cause a negative impact on your credit score. Results may vary. All right, so we've on and off for the last reasonable number of years discussed on occasion the electric car phase. That
is not even a phase, it's the future.
The future of electric cars. I was looking at a website today that has some absolutely beautiful new Beemers that they're excited about, the I series that they're putting out there. So when we were talking the other day, apparently I was saying some things about electric cars in my inch deep, mile wide, not done the real research.
Well, we were looking on Google and asking, web pages for an AI, what options we had. And we've done this maybe 3 or 4 times on the show because we're DJs and we just.
Yeah. And my sister just got an electric car.
Ooh, care to say what brand?
Yeah, the German
really?
Brand, with the star.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the she got that
the SUV the one that looks like a spaceship.
I don't know. I think it might be a sedan, but it might be she likes
good
SUVs.
Good for her.
And I also at the time said, hey, could you peel off one for the brother?
Did you get one for two? No, is there Paul can afford it? Come on. So moving on.
He can.
I'm a Volvo guy, Mike. You've been a Volvo guy in the past. I'd love to be, and I know you'd love to be, a Porsche guy.
Oh, I test drove one a long time ago.
Do you say,
Michael?
How
still
do you
talks
say the
it.
Porsche EV? How do you say the name of the Porsche EV?
The Porsche one is the Taycan.
Oh my God!
Or
it's the Taycan because I used to say Taycan as well. You know why?
It's Taycan.
Because I met a wonderful family at 9 a.m. at Pavel America. Don't say I don't ever do anything for you.
Oh, it's Taycan.
Taycan. You know why? Because the gentleman that used to be one of, you know what? I don't want to give his information out, but he used to be a bigwig at Porsche, has now moved on to greater pastures. I was asking him, let me rewind a little bit. A family reached out to me and they said, and I had no idea there was a connection to Porsche. So don't say I just do things for people that are connected to Highline brands, all right? I know what America's already saying.
But it certainly gives you a Woody.
Well, that was a nice surprise.
Happens. I know that.
I love meeting Jim Amato and talking about Pennsylvania. It's great. Anytime, Jim. But this family reached out.
Is that the counterpoint you're offering right there?
He's
Jim
everyman.
Amato talking about
he's
Pittsburgh?
The everyman. Yes.
Okay.
And
wonderful
then,
guy.
A mom reached out to me. And we've met him in New Orleans in the past. And they said, hey, my husband and myself and my two kids, my two boys are coming into town. She was graduating from, it looked like GW with her master's. And my son's really into podcasting. Would you mind if we stop by Podville Media for a tour? And as we would in the past, when we were on Glover Park, or we were at Mike's house, or we're here in downtown DC, feel free. We'll make su casa, mi casa, come on through. Now, 9 a.m. on a Sunday, a little
cool place.
Yeah,
to
9 a.m. on a Sunday, cool. A little rough. But for future broadcasters of America and Americans, I'll make it work. So they roll in at 9 a.m. because they had an 11 a.m. flight. And a big salute to the Leah, Chad, and their kids, Miles and Graham. Awesome family. Fantastic. Now, most people show up empty-handed. And I'm used to that. Because you know what? Don't need anything in life. I've got you guys. We're good to go.
Well, you don't expect
I don't expect
it.
It.
I mean, and you're happy to show people
this gentleman
around.
Showed up with a little gift bag and a wonderful that says Porsche, if you're not watching at home. A beautiful, because they know I am a racing enthusiast, a beautiful golf shirt.
Oh, that's you.
It's gorgeous. It's got
what's on the back?
Stamp.
What's the writing on the
Porsche.
Back?
Porsche. Porsche.
Oh, that is Porsche. So cool. That is
it
like
is.
You.
It's
That's
perfect.
Your style.
It's
You'll
perfect.
Wear that.
It's perfect. I would have worn today's awesome. A little chilly, but thank you for the gift.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, look,
nice.
I don't want to pick a bone with you, but I'm going to pick a bone with you. My son and I and my wife, we all yell at the radio when you guys are talking about EVs. First, it's called Taycan. It's the Porsche Taycan. Just remember Ty and Genghis Khan. Like wearing a tie and Genghis Khan. Taycan.
Okay.
So you don't sound like a rube. That's one.
You would have been more patient than me.
That's one. I said, got it. Thank you. Noted. Taycan.
I would have said, excuse me, sir. I'm a person.
I'm just a DJ. And then I said, hey, before you continue educating me about what I do wrong and what I said wrong, what's the story with Porsche? Like what type of perks and quirks and features do they give you? And what are your thoughts on Doug DeMuro? So he didn't give me his thoughts on Doug DeMuro, but he did say that if you work for Porsche, they give you a Porsche to drive.
Well, yeah, I would think that you mean everybody?
Everybody.
Like from the guys
everybody
that work in the plants?
Everybody that works there gets
to the
a
sales
Porsche.
People?
Well, in the corporate office. The muckety
mucks. In the corporate office.
Yeah, you must drive a Porsche. And I said, any Porsche? Wow. He goes, pretty much.
Like a 911?
Yeah, whatever you want.
Like
whatever
a
tour, like a you
911
want.
GT.
You switch them out.
Wow.
Pretty impressive, right?
Can
he also
say,
said they're all remote.
Can I just...
I said, Rob's trying to be remote.
Can I say
can't
this?
Figure that out.
Can
yes.
I
yes.
Can I say this
I'm
about
so
Porsche? Here's where... This is all you really need to know when you're talking about iconic. You can look at a Porsche from 20 years ago and look at one today. And the design is so timeless that's why they've lasted and lasted. They last and last and last because not only are they well built, but they're well designed and they're super cool. And that says something right there, that a car can be an old one, My cousin classic, up in Maine
still running.
Picked up an old one and was driving. We actually passed them coming out of Maine, and there they were. Beautiful.
Just gorgeous.
Automobiles.
Timeless.
I've had one. I've owned one in the past.
Timeless. I haven't had the pleasure. Maybe one day I can step up from being a Volvo guy to being a Porsche guy.
They're the
Targa with a T-top.
Very cool.
That's probably one of my dream cars. Now, moving on. No, they make the new ones. They're just...
I know, but I'm saying you can pick one up.
Yeah, they're still older. I mean, they're pretty expensive.
But I love Porsches.
So he gives me that skinny, and I'm like, all right, tell me about the EVs. What have you gotten wrong? Now, just quickly, apparently after 10 years, the batteries don't die. They're not at 100%. So that's why they warranty them at 100 at 10 years. And after 10 years, guess what? They might be at like 85% or 90%, but the batteries still work. The cars last for a very long time. They don't just die.
So the idea that they die is the batteries might be a little less efficient.
Yes, but they don't die. And I thought you'd have to get like a swap shop, battery swap. We were talking about that. Well, what's a new battery after 10 years?
And pay a ton of money for a new battery.
They don't do that. It's Taycan. Not Taycan. And also, I thought it was fascinating that the world of EVs is not just, and I should have known this, is not just the future. It is set in stone. All of these manufacturers will stop making these combustible engine cars within 10 years. They've all made a commitment, and it's happening.
And here's can I tell you the number one thing that I love? Is the affordable power.
Yes.
That to me is the coolest thing about an EV. An inexpensive EV can have more power than an inexpensive combustion engine.
Yeah, but
so I haven't closed the door on the idea of
EV
when my wife's lease is up. I don't know. I mean, it depends on what I could pick. They're not in the same price range with some of the like GTs and stuff like that. You know, the 911. So who knows?
I would have bought the Mutz Dumb and Dumber mobile and thrown in an electric motor into that thing.
As good as any.
Also,
Taycan.
I hope this is public information. If it's not, my apologies. Did you know that Walmart? This is when people talk shop, and I get super excited. He said, Walmart's getting its own EV game. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, they have a whole different division. They're not making cars. They're making chargers of their own to set up
at a discount.
Set up at the Walmart because they know the future is all electric cars. So who has
real
estate? Walmart does.
And they've done it with people parking their RVs there. This is all to get people
they
in the door.
They have their own
internal
team that they've spun up to create their own charging network around the country. That's
now,
forward thinking.
Now, is this
thinking.
Guy in the auto game still
he's stepped
that you were
up
talking
like
to?
7-Up. If you can step up from Porsche. I just want to give the company a name out because I think that'd be a little too much information. But he's now going to be servicing all EVs in America.
Okay. That's very, very cool.
Yes.
That's cool.
And
is there anything else we screwed up about EVs?
You can't just go in and buy a GT R3, like the big supercar from Porsche. You have to be, you have to have a portfolio of purchases and a relationship with a dealer that I didn't know.
Like a Rolex
Ferrari.
Watch.
Yes. I think the formula is you have to have bought two Macans and then you have to have purchased at least one. They have a formula to allow you to buy some of their exclusive cars.
Exclusive cars.
Yes.
Anybody can walk in and buy a 911. Mm-hmm. But if you want one of their super, like, we only get two a year, that's a different deal.
I think you can't even buy, like, their Highline Cayenne without somebody calling or you having a portfolio of vehicles you've purchased from them.
Well, I say F that.
F that.
I don't approve of that.
But doesn't that make you
like
want
that.
It more?
Of course it does. I'm an American. If I think something's out of reach, of course I want it more. And now I'm suddenly turning into Richard Dreyfuss again. So let me see if I've got this straight. You're telling me that I can't possibly buy the Porsche GT at $235,000 unless
I am a previous Porsche owner. I say poo-poo to that,
sir.
You
have to have a relationship, Richard.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. Here, this is my relationship. Here's my right hand. Here is my little Richard.
We'll have to wait a second. Oh, we got to take a break.
So thank you.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you for the visit and thank you for the education.
Great shirt with that. And yeah, I mean, it's a coming. The EVs are coming. And sorry about that battery thing, you know.
Mr. Porsche, I'm terribly sorry I offended you.
We will take a break and we'll come back and talk about Matthew Perry right now. Relive and preserve your cherished memories with Legacy Box. Safely digitize your family's precious moments. It's so easy. Visit legacybox.com/TMOS for an exclusive 40% discount. They handle over 15 types of analog media, including VHS tapes, Super 8mm film reels, and photo negatives. As the world's largest digitizer with a decade of experience, Legacy Box has helped over 1 million families relive special moments from weddings to Christmases to beach trips to school plays and, of course, Boxing Day. I remember celebrating it with Bob Hope and his oversized gloves. The best. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 40%. Buy today. Send it in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. That's legacybox.com/TMOS. TMOS.
Just a quick anecdote. Just briefly. Sure. The boys listen, the kids listen that visited or just talked about Podvo Media and they're fans of TMOS, and they said, "Oh my God, that's the Mike O'Mara show set." And one of the kids looks up.
That's
yes,
cool. Kids.
One like of the that. Kids looks Very up good. And says, "Is Mike really as grumpy as he sounds?"
Should have been with me at the Giants game yesterday.
I said, yeah, you know, like, but that's what makes him great. He goes, yeah, sometimes he's really grumpy.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you. All right. Yeah, he's grumpy and he's going to continue to be grumpy. And all right. And electric cars and die after 10,000 miles.
And he does
miles.
A killer Richard Dreyfuss. What do you know about that kid?
Always a good day when that happens.
Come right into my studio, children.
So over the weekend, celebrity deaths are always interesting to watch the coverage of, because you see the things that really affect Americans. And I think that when it comes to the concept of Matthew Perry, because of the iconic nature of that program, he is in rarefied air, even in the world of celebrities. Now, I came in here about a year ago after reading his book, which was just laying himself bare and talking about his struggles with addiction. And so over the weekend to hear that he drowned in his hot tub is, you know, you have to wonder. And also, even after the preliminary police information release said they did not find any illegal substances in the house, but there were prescriptions. Well, I mean, anybody that knows anything about narcotics knows that there's a possibility that prescriptions could do it as easily as anything else. With that said, nobody knows yet. Nobody knows what the real cause of death was. But I will tell you, after reading the book, and then shortly thereafter seeing Matthew Perry, it was obvious that there could only be two options, in my opinion, that A, he still might be battling mm-hmm. his addictions, or B, the toll that those addictions had taken on his body, his speech, his ability, the look yes. of the man. You know, there was something going on there. This book, man, you want to talk about a stunning amount of drug use and alcohol use. And I'm somebody that back in the day, I thought I could hang on a Friday night. You know, I really did. It is
hundreds of opioids.
Amazing.
Right? If I'm not mistaken.
Amazing. The opioids. Yeah. Just the dependency on that. It's terrifying. And I think that he will probably tell you the same thing, that at the end of the day, he would have probably told you the same thing. At the end of the day, he was extremely lucky to have survived that. Now, I don't know whether you've read anything else. TMZ has been all over.
I was at the LA Times Festival of Books, and I saw him live on stage, just feet away, talk about his book, right, with one of the reporters. And I can tell you that he looked okay, but he didn't necessarily look healthy. And he was on his book tour.
Did he sound, was he kind of slurry like he was with the Diane Sawyer interview?
There was a level of like, okay, he looks healthier than he looked on the Friends reunion, which a lot of people were concerned about his health then, if you saw that on television. Mm-hmm. He looked like he did, but not as egregious and didn't sound as, unhealthy as he did on the Diane Sawyer interview. So in the middle.
Okay.
In the middle.
All right. Because that's my reference point that I had seen with that. It's funny. I think we all process it the same way. We said he was coming home on a Sunday morning. Was it 4 a.m. on a Sunday morning? No. Apparently, he had played pickleball and had returned home and interacted with an assistant and sent the assistant out. Now, that's kind of a moment where you say, did he do that for a reason? You know, was there a reason that he was sending that person out? I don't know, but when people get grabbed by that and people are, it's so powerful and it's so damaging. And to function, I always thought I could come in occasionally with a hangover and do a radio show and that would be a big deal. Imagine this, where you're not only coming in to do your television show, you're drugging to such an extent where you have to balance your performance out with other drugs to get you on the set and functioning. And go back and look at a Friends episode. He might be able to tell, but I can go back and look at those Friends episodes and not be able to tell. And he tells a story in the book, Oscar, about he had a particular look when he was on different substances. And like one would be when he said, when I was on the goatee, I was really messed up. When I was clean shaven or when I had this haircut. And he talks about that when he's on there. I don't know the power, even the power of recall that he had over all of this was pretty amazing. Really
amazing. I'm curious about the amount of takes it would take to get through scenes, but I also know that they taped in front of a live studio audience.
And I think he was super functional. He knew that was the time that mattered when he would come in and do that. And 54 years old, great head of hair. I'll give him that. Yeah. Great head of hair. But he did look like, it's that kind of, we call it down here, meth mouth that some people have, where it's that kind of, that's the way I go. But you had seen him live.
I saw him live.
And anything else that would have been a tell? Anything at all? I mean, obviously
we were supposed
you're on stage
to tape
at a book thing.
He was in our theater. At the last minute, we got the no-go on taping the event for the LA Times. And and it was kind of off-putting because everybody else was letting us tape the on-stage conversations. And I remember it was like a big deal. They're like, hey, you got to take the cameras down, but not just take them down from where they were, like not just turn them off and then cap them, but take them down. Like we had to remove them from the theater into a backstage secure location. Because
this is Matthew Perry's
this is
people,
his people. Yes.
Having you do this.
And
there was a concern to have him taped in any way.
Well, yeah, which was strange to me because I think they had their own documentary that was filming, so maybe there was a rights thing or whatever was going on. They had their own crew.
Maybe.
But we weren't going to, we had shut everything down. You could tell the cameras were powered down, but we had to remove them, which was annoying. But also, I was like, fine, like this should be a compelling interview. And if this is the one interview we lose on the capture for like the 60 that went on that weekend, fine, right? But it was certainly, I was like, this interview better be good because if they're making this big a deal, and it was, but it wasn't as compelling as a Diane Sawyer interview. It was just, they're talking about, he's promoting his book.
It's interesting during that piece where he talks about that guy. I feel sorry for that guy. And he's talking about the guy in the middle of his prime on Cheers, where he was talking
Friends.
About going down from going down from 154 to 128, which imagine that weight as a tall man going down on that. I mean, it's just it sucks. And unfortunately, having been around it, having been exposed to somebody, my daughter who lost somebody basically on opioids, there's really ultimately, and you go back as far as all the rock stars of the 60s and 70s, there's only so much you can do when you've got an individual who's there. Will this be, I'm not a police officer. I'm not going to speculate. But when you talk about drowning in the middle of the morning or in midday in your own hot tub, people drink too much and drown in a hot tub. People do that. But the idea of drowning in a hot tub because you fell asleep, I don't know.
I don't know.
What do you think about that?
If I'm going to go, I'd rather in a hot tub than on the toilet. That's immediately what I thought. And I know that's a little dark and callous, but I was like, hot tub sounds like life's going pretty good if you have one to jump into in the middle of the day. And that the other side.
That's pretty good. Rob would be happy that you made an oldies reference, during the show. We'll see. Bottom line is,
odds of drowning in a hot tub, like that's so odd. That usually happens after a long night of partying. That's when I feel like
that's
when
it happens. Exactly right.
Right? That's, so we'll find out.
We'll find out what happens. We have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up this lovely show today with a story of wonderful Chinese food, because Oscar brought a fortune cookie in, and I have no idea what it's about. But one of the things about D.C.
Great food.
I love that food. We'll take a break, and we will be right back. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Michael Miller Show. Whoa. Here it is. Got it in my hand right now. Oh, got some more sugar-free over the weekend. Love it. You don't have to be an athlete to need extra hydration throughout your day. From Zoom meetings and workouts to long travel days and fun nights out, Liquid IV makes it easy to stay hydrated. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Liquid IV hydrates 2 times faster than water alone, all in a single stick. Their hydration multiplier comes in 3 delicious sugar-free flavors. I'm enjoying the white peach right now. You can also get it in green grape and lemon lime. It is a proprietary zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners. I love them all. You will, too. Grab your Liquid IV. There they are. Hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. One of the things, and we always mention it, love to give them a plug, when you come to Washington, D.C., you got to stop at a place called the Peking Gourmet Inn in Falls Church, Virginia. Absolutely the gold standard if you like Chinese food.
Did you ever see the video? I'm happy you brought that up, because did you ever see the video of the palace that the Peking Gourmet owners own?
I know you sent that. I should have looked at it. I saw the still. I didn't open the video, but they have a mansion out there, like in Purcellville or something.
The Graceland of Peking Gourmet. Just huge.
It's incredible. And it's near one of their farms where they source a lot of their stuff, which makes it a great place. You didn't go there last night.
I brought this up because the real takeaway for me was, when's the last time I ever went to Peking Gourmet? And it was with Mike O'Mara and his family and the TMOS crew. And then you should know that every Sunday, usually Dominique or one of the producers of ESPN pick up dinner for the entire crew. And it's not your run of the mill, like, let's just get pizza. It's like foodie, takeout, nice restaurants. It's something that actually, if Mac was here, he'd tell you that the Sundays he hasn't come in, He's been like, what kind of food did you guys get yesterday? He likes to come and get
that
fed.
Good, huh? Oh, that's awesome.
So good for him. One of the lead producers says, hey, like, don't worry about food. I got this. I'm getting some Chinese food. And he rolled in with takeout from Peking Gourmet. I was like, oh
you got takeout from Peking Gourmet. Like,
oh, man, this is wild.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
If the guys were here. And I think my palate has evolved in the last 4 years or 5 years.
I doubt it.
Probably not. But I did feel like I was in the know, as Nikki would say. Because when they're like, have you ever been? I was like, well, yeah, I have been. I have been, you know, I've seen all the pictures. My friends have their pictures up on the wall. So I was excited to reference it. And I was also excited that that the food that they brought was, you had the duck, you had the sweet and sour chicken or whatever, your staples. But also that I didn't realize that for some reason I thought the Peking Gourmet, because I'm a rube, was just sit, dine in, that you couldn't take out. But of course you can.
No, it's a regular Chinese restaurant where you can get it. They have a big takeout business over there. They do all the time. By the way, are there any, you said the producer brought it in?
One of the producers brought it in? Yes.
Are there any food, are there men, are these people of larger carriage that bring
skinny,
these? No, they're all fit.
Okay. ESPN fit producers, but that I happen
Damn
to
it.
Be. Foodies that right. they don't just get like if you're ordering they don't really order pizza, but when they order pizza they order it from like some New Haven place that I've never heard about, that's just amazing and I'm sure it costs a fortune.
That's so cool love that. That's fun So did you enjoy
everybody enjoyed. I enjoyed so much that I had heartburn all night and barely slept.
It's heavy duty stuff. It's a lot
I
of calories.
I wanted to open the fortune here and say like what could be in store for us, and this is not a big deal. But I always say, you know, these cookies always have something to say about you or us. And I'm going to read it live.
Let me see if I've got my my timpani. I don't have my timpani. Damn. All right. I thought I had a timpani. All right. Go ahead. This is what
Are we ready?
All right. Let's do
it. Life is a series of choices. Today, yours are good ones. This is a garbage fortune. No, thank you.
There it is. That's all. That's all we've got,
God
ladies and gentlemen.
You.
That's it.
God bless you. Glad I waited for that.
Well, who knows what tomorrow will bring. I think
hopefully Rob.
I don't know. Might be us again. Who knows? But thank you for everybody for joining us. We appreciate
we'll
have a brand new episode
fail
tomorrow. Oh man, oh man.
Fail.
It was a good show.
I had fun.
We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Mike McIntosh. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Get out! You're not good enough! Piss off!
Anything else you can tell me about him? No. Like I say, he was funny looking. More than most people, even.
Nasty, vicious, drunk.
Goodbye.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.